Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great desire to focus on what motivated the killer in Buffalo, Peyton Gendron. There is now a story in the New York Post that he recently suffered from COVID-19. He had been very concerned about it. So members of his family have stepped forward. They have told the New York Post, not his parents, but other members of the family, that he was suffering from COVID. So can you blame that evil disease for what happened in Buffalo? I think that is a tough case to make. There is also a story about eighth grade students in Wisconsin who were notified of a Title IX complaint and an investigation for sexual harassment because they didn't use the right pronouns. They actually used the pronouns that applied to the physical status of some young people in their eighth grade class rather than the they-them pronouns that they preferred. We will be getting to that as well. First of all, in terms of the blame to the for the family of Peyton Gendron, there's a say, I have no idea how he could have gotten caught up in this. I blame it on COVID. So said Sandra Komaroff, who was a cousin of Gendron's mom, Pamela, referring to the teen's alleged hate-fueled rampage that left 10 black people dead at a Tops-friendly market on Saturday. Isn't it ironic, of course, that it's Tops-friendly market? Apparently it was. It was a real neighborhood resource, and it was a business that had been researched very carefully with at least two previous scouting trips before his shooting rampage by Peyton Gendron. He was very paranoid about getting COVID, extremely paranoid, and to the point that his friends were saying he would wear the hazmat suit to school. And then he got COVID just a few weeks ago. He went to family functions with a respirator mask on. He totally wasn't going to get COVID, and then he got COVID. She added that Gendron had bought into the fear of COVID. Okay, isn't a fear of COVID when you have a million deaths, and most experts saying that's an undercount, that there are probably more deaths than that, there are deaths where COVID was the decisive factor, and yet they're being viewed as mixed, not attributed to the million deaths we've had so far in this country. Unreal. That's the only way to say it, said his cousin again. And when you're home all day on the internet, you're missing out on human contact. There's a lot of emotions and a lot of body language, and you're not getting as when you see their face. Is that really the problem here? His role models, and his role models include, and we know this because he said so in his manifesto, the killer in New Zealand who wrote his own manifesto, who also believed in replacement theory. Was that a COVID cause for what happened? Or Buford, the evil killer who murdered 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue, also believing in the Great Replacement? This is problematic. Now, look, we have lots of murders every day in America. However, it's particularly horrifying when the murderer like Dylan Roof, who's somebody else who was mentioned by Peyton Gendron, reportedly. That Dylan Roof, the evil neo-Confederate killer in Charleston, South Carolina, who murdered 9 people, including a pastor and a state senator, same guy who was a state senator and a pastor, in Charleston, South Carolina. Outrageous. And there's also this in the reaction to the case. Ben Crump, who has been an attorney for many of the families who have lost family members in racist incidents. I believe he was one of the attorneys who handled the lawsuits involving George Floyd. And here is Ben Crump, clip 5, talking about where they're going to go from here. Listen.
We intend to not only hold accountable this sick, depraved monster for his hatred, hateful act, but we intend to hold those responsible for the root of the hate, the people who curate the hate, the people who inspire the hate on websites and internet services and cable news stations, those people who radicalize these young people to go out and orchestrate heinous acts of violence.
And now, does that mean a lawsuit for 4chan, which apparently this young man watched a great deal? Does it mean a lawsuit against Fox News because of Tucker Carlson, who, of course, has been a very public promoter and very effective promoter of the great replacement theory? We will see about that. There's also this from a former Buffalo Fire commissioner who lost his grandmother in the shooting on Saturday. He had this to say, clip 4.
It says that we need to do something about it. It says that you guys who are covering this should be holding people accountable. You know, you guys are all here now. But what about the people who helped facilitate, you know, the growth of the hate in this person? What about all of the things that, you know, the weapons that are available to them? What about all of the things that help bring this to fruition? You should be poking cameras in their faces. You should be following them. Where's this guy's parents? Where's his?
Yes.
Where are these people at? Eyes are gone. Eyes are not here anymore. How do they get to sleep at night and not be asked questions? And not be held accountable? And that's what we're asking for. We're not asking for any favors. We're not asking for anything other than to be treated like human beings. Okay? To be treated like an equal, like a human being that deserves your consideration. That's all we're asking for.
And part of the answer to his question, again, the New York Post has, they spoke to a number of cousins, not close relatives, but relatives who had seen Peyton Gendron on family occasions. He, one of his cousins says that I don't know where he went online, the dark web or wherever, but apparently he got into some nasty stuff. He's smart enough to get into dangerous stuff online, which maybe the average person wouldn't know how to get into. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out myself. As for a threatening missive at his school in June of last year in which Gendron was asked about his future plans and he responded he wanted to commit a sleigh suicide, Dave, this cousin, said, "My question is, and I don't know the answer either, but did they do something? The parents are well-to-do. Did they put him in some kind of therapy? Because when they get the civil lawsuit, that's what's going to come out. Someone's going to ask, what did you do last year after this incident? They'll ask the parents, what did you do? What did you do to help this kid? So what do we do about the evil ideas that are floating around the internet and around the American consciousness? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Best show on the radio.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a well-researched piece in the Los Angeles Times. It's by a reporter named Jenny Jarvie, teamed with another reporter whose name is Molly Hennessy Fisk. And they write that the white 18-year-old from Conklin, New York, who killed 10 people Saturday in a Buffalo supermarket, represents a new generation of white supremacists. They are isolated and online, radicalized on internet memes and misinformation, inspired by live streams to find fame through bloodshed, much of it propelled by convoluted ideas that the white race is under threat from everything, from interracial marriage to immigration. Now you have this new ironic world of killers, says J.J. McNabb, who's a fellow at George Washington University's program on extremism. It's a different world, he says, just a constant flow of bad statistics, bad memes, bad lies about the people they want to hate. That's the 4chan way. You say things that are outrageous, that you don't necessarily believe, and over time, you come to believe. That obviously has happened with QAnon, which has already actually ruined so many lives, and not of people who are attacked by QAnon true believers, but of the believers themselves. Because if you believe that basically there is an evil conspiracy of pedophiles who worship Satan and drink children's blood and molest them, and that dominates the highest chambers of power, if you believe that, you're not going to have success in business. You're not going to have success in marriage. You're not going to have success in child rearing. In fact, you shouldn't be anywhere near children of any kind. You're going to find yourself completely monsterized and destroyed by a system of belief. And that is true of evil system of beliefs. It's true of Nazism. It's true of white supremacism. And yes, it's true of communism. It clearly is. Yeah, unlike the white supremacists of old, from the Ku Klux Klan to newer neo-Nazi terror groups such as the BASE or the Atomwaffen Division, that's in Oregon, where they're having a primary today, by the way. Not the Atomwaffen Division is not having a primary. They don't have enough members, thank God, to have a primary election fight. They're talking about the new recruits to racist 4chan and 8chan forums are often teenage boys in high school. Professor McNabb said, he pointed out, they act out their rage at a time of dimming economic opportunity for some young people and the changing demographics of a country they have been told no longer has a place for them. Now, this idea of dimming economic opportunity, when you look at the college enrollment, and by the way, people talk about the gigantic cost of college, and it's true. There are places in this country where if you get admitted, you'll end up spending with room and board and tuition $70,000 a year. This is incredible, but that is not typical. There remain community colleges everywhere that remain a tremendous bargain. There are state universities, and where college is more accessible, which is why more people are going than ever before. And do I think that college is always a wonderful experience and enriches people's lives, etc.? I think it often does, but not always. But the one thing it does do is it opens up possibilities that may not have been there before and that are certainly worth at least considering. They piggyback on each other's crimes, and each one becomes more famous, then just absolutely made it more desirable for them to copy. Professor McNabb says, the joke is always, who can beat the kill number? To them, it's like a video game. How do you score better than the last one? Armed with a high-powered rifle, scrawled with a racial epithet, yes, the N-word, Peyton Gendron broadcast his killing spree on Twitch, a platform popular among young gamers, and published a 180-page screed that espoused the racist replacement theory, the idea that white Americans are at risk of being replaced by Jewish people manipulating people of color. Identifying as a white supremacist fascist with neo-Nazi beliefs, Gendron wrote that low white birth rates around the world represent a crisis, and an assault that will ultimately result in the complete racial and cultural replacement of the European people. Experts say replacement theory, whose label was first coined in France by the white nationalist writer Renaud Camus in his 2011 book Le Grand Remplacement, has inspired a steady stream of violent racist gunmen in the United States in recent years, from the massacre at Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018 to the killing of one congregant and wounding of three others at a synagogue in Poway, California. While Gendron ultimately was motivated by a mass killing outside the United States, the 2019 massacre in Christchurch, New Zealand, he lauded in his statement the perpetrators of racially motivated U.S. massacres, including the man who killed nine black parishioners at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, to the shooter who targeted Latinos and immigrants at a Walmart in El Paso. That shooting, which killed 23 people, has been described as the deadliest attack on Latinos in modern American history. Although such attacks appear to target specific communities, they are actually driven by a set of larger white power ideologies, said Kathleen Ballou, who is an assistant professor of history at University of Chicago, specializing in extremism. A racist radicalization was not a southern or regional problem, it was a national problem. Radicalization is happening all the time around our country, she said. Running Gendron's manifesto through plagiarism software, Ballou found that significant chunks appear to have been lifted from the statement of the Christchurch shooter. What's interesting about this is that they don't talk about Behrings Breivik, the shooter in Oslo, Norway, who killed 73 people. I think he is the leading killer and complains that he's not being well treated while serving his life sentence. He also planted bombs. He wasn't going after people based on race. He was going after his fellow Norwegians. I know it's a terrible thing to be saying on the Norwegian National Day in Sintenden Mai. But a Breivik, that evil killer, which goes to the nature of the problem, he was going after people because they were socialists. He attacked basically a socialist summer camp. We will get to this and more, and some notes about some of the bizarre primary fights on both parties, particularly Democrat side. You don't hear enough about it, about what's going on today on primary day. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York on Tuesday. The Bidens visited the memorial at the Tops Market where 10 people died in a mass shooting over the weekend. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, we're going to try a bold experiment and try to speak with Senator Rick Santorum, a friend and somebody that I greatly respect and admire. Rick was a United States Senator from Pennsylvania. There is a ferocious primary going on. The votes are being cast today. We will probably know tonight who the Republican nominee will be. We already kind of know who the Democrat will be. Senator Santorum, you're on a plane on your way to CPAC in Hungary. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm on a plane right now, and we're going to be taking off here. The door's still open, so I'm still legal. But you might be hearing some background noise. But it's good to be with you, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you. Now, you took a position in this ferocious three-way race between three very strong conservatives. You took a position backing David McCormick, who is one of the candidates apparently tied for the lead. The on issues, are these three candidates as close as they seem to be? They're all very conservative, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody runs in Republican primaries almost anywhere other than a conservative. And so they're all running as conservatives, and it's just, I looked at several things. Electability, obviously you want to win the race. Secondly, how are they going to serve? And, I've known Dave McCormick for over 20 years. He was a leader in the community in Pittsburgh when I was a senator there. He worked in the Bush administration, someone that I, knew and had long-held conservative ideas. Mehmet Oz, not so much, sort of more recently held conservative ideas. And, I don't want to criticize someone for coming to our side. It's great. But, I always express concerns, track records do matter to me. They tend to predict future behavior. And then Kathy Barnett is sort of a new player. I think she's got a great story. I think she'd probably be a very good senator, but just no less of that.
Okay. right now, they're John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, 6 feet 8 yeah. inches tall, by the way, suffered a mild stroke. He is very much to the left, the Democratic nominee, presumptive nominee, right?
Very much so. I mean, he's, you know, even folks on his side refer to him as socialist. I mean, he's someone that would very much fit in with the AOC crowd. He's a very colorful character, in good and bad ways, and would be, you know, certainly a great contrast candidate. But you never underestimate someone with that kind of. He has a lot of personality, and you know, could be an attractive candidate for some people.
What's the deal? He wears basketball shorts even when it's 20 degrees out. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I have some friends in the state legislature, and they say that you know, you will go out in the balconies of the Capitol, you can smell the aroma of a certain smoke coming from the Senate governor's balcony. So like I said, he's a very colorful character.
Right. Now, what's interesting about Pennsylvania is I like to think of Pennsylvania senators like you and Pat Toomey. what's going on in terms of if you do end up with another Democratic senator?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I lost the one Democratic senator, Bob Casey, and you know, Casey ran as a conservative Democrat. He was a blue collar, you know, pro life, pro gun, and you know, that's the kind of Democrat that got elected, you know, back in the day in Pennsylvania. You know, this the governor that we have right now is a hardened progressive. You know, this guy, it's because the Democratic Party's changed. I mean, it's moved far, far to the left. The Republican Party really hasn't changed much at all. And as a result, the state is actually becoming more Republican because the hardcore left, which is in the city of Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and a few other cities, is solidifying. But most people are not moving that far left, and as a result, you know, Pennsylvania is a much more competitive state now than it was 10 or 15 years ago.
And Bob Casey, who was at least famously, like his father, a rare pro-life Democrat, he just voted in the Senate vote for abortion up to the point of birth, right?
It's exactly what I get. This is the move of the Democratic Party. I mean, you just look at how far left they have all become. And so I said, you know, Fetterman's going to win this election against someone who, you know, is still very, very liberal, but not as socialistic as Fetterman. Who's more of like a Bob Casey type of candidate, but he's going to get crushed in the Democratic Party. And it's just that party has become hard for, and you can't win an election in a Democratic primary that without being, you know, a leftist. And as a result, you know, it's an opportunity for Republicans to grab the great middle. You know, if we have good candidates, and I think any three of the Senate candidates could probably win the general election. I'm not confident our governor candidate, who's probably going to win, is likely to win the general election, but, you know, we'll wait and see.
Okay, I know that a lot of people are saying that absolutely there is no way for Republicans to win control of the Senate if they lose Pennsylvania.
I think we're going to win Pennsylvania no matter what. I think any one of those three candidates will do well. I think the least risky choice is Dave McCormick. I think he would win and win easily. I think the other two will have tougher races, but I still think in this election cycle, people are going to vote more against Joe Biden and against the Democrats in Washington than they are going to vote for individual candidates. And, you know, as long as our candidate is a decent candidate, I mean, you've got states like, you know, your state of Washington. I mean, I'm a big fan of Tiffany Smiley out there. I think that's going to be a competitive race because Senate races are more national elections than they are about candidates. As long as you have a good candidate, and this year you're going to have a great candidate in Washington, and I think you're going to have a chance.
No, I appreciate your mentioning that. We've had Tiffany on the show, and again, she's making a gallant race against Patty Murray, who has been a U.S. Senator since the earth cooled. And we will see about that one. In terms of, are you missing electoral politics right now? Ever thinking about getting back into it?
Well, I mean, I enjoy commenting on them. I'm out working on a project called Provincial States. I'm traveling to state capitals, all over the country, trying to move back and forth. So I'm still engaged and involved in the trade, just right now, not running for office.
And I can hear that your plane is about to take off. You should have safe travels to Hungary. And which is an unusual place to have a CPAC meeting, and maybe the people, good people at CPAC, can get Viktor Orban, the strong man in Hungary, who was just reelected, to be more supportive of his co-NATO members regarding the Ukraine situation. Rick Santorum, Godspeed to you and happy landings. When we come back, there's this crazy case in Wisconsin about going after a school district, going after three eighth grade boys. Why? Because they employed a pronouns. I think the pronouns they employed were he and him against some young people who wanted to be called with pronouns they and them. A reason to face discipline for sexual harassment? Is that really what that is? We will get to that and more on what you do about white supremacism as an actual force on the internet. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
I agree with you about 99% of the time. I appreciate your pursuit of truth.
The Michael MedVet Show.
You're one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Marion gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And from our crowd, there are all kinds of new investment opportunities that you ought to check out. It's completely free, by the way. You can get all this information just by going to the website, michaelmedved.com, and clicking on the banner for our crowd. One of those new investment opportunities, a company called Profuse, which substantially accelerates the production of lab-grown meat, reducing costs and making it more economically viable for large-scale production. A proprietary enhanced muscle generation technology created at the Weizmann Institute in Israel increases quality, texture, and shortens growth timeline of cultivated meat. This is, no matter how you feel about it, you may not want to eat it, but it's a pre-revenue, early-stage startup nurtured at Israel's Fresh Start incubator, and that's Profuse is the name of that company, but there's much more. Check it out and look at some of these companies and what they have to offer for your crowdsourced investment world at our crowd. It's completely free. They'll send you all the information. Just go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. The I mentioned before this crazy idea that the shooter was very involved with. Apparently, he had used the number 14 and the number 1488. He had put that along with the the N-word, actually, on the guns that he used to kill people. The 14 words, which are like sacred to neo-Nazis, apparently, were slogans that were invented by one of the founders of the Order, which, thank God, no longer exists. He's spending his life in jail. He was involved in a murder. David Eden Lane was the author of the 14 words. The 14 words are, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. And the idea that white children don't have a future or have a threatened future in America, which is about to be taken over by some kind of alien force, that is honestly an idea that real conservatives, certainly Reagan conservatives, should have just nothing to do with, which is a Nazi idea, not a Republican idea. Now, speaking of Nazi ideas, part of the trouble with the totalitarianism is everything has to be controlled by the state. And there's a story out of Wisconsin in the Keele School District. The parents of three eighth grade boys in the Kiel area school district are asking the district to dismiss a sexual harassment complaint against the three eighth graders for using the incorrect pronouns for one other student. The boys and their families are being represented by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, which sent a letter to the district that said the complaint for sexual harassment is wholly inappropriate. Here is the problem. The other student is identifies as non-binary or something, but basically had requested that they only be addressed by they, them pronouns. And the boys apparently, in not a harassing manner, happened to use incorrect pronouns. And so now they're being investigated for for sexual harassment. Really? Again, there's another episode, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit more tomorrow, another episode involving a GOP senator who was lustily booed, I mean really boo, in a commencement address. And again, we're just about in that season for commencement addresses, because she made a reference to people are divided into two sexes. And that receives boos from a state university where the taxpayer is helping to pay for the education of the kids. We will get to that and to more on that story tomorrow. There's also this regarding the primary elections today. Yesterday, Republicans won a tremendous victory. They did. Because they have been arguing about a reapportionment plan in New York State. And this is one of those states where, with Democrats in very overwhelming control of both houses of the New York State legislature, they had put forward a reapportionment, and they needed to do reapportionment particularly severely because New York was losing a seat in the House of Representatives. And it appeared that they were targeting Republican seats that had once been safe Republican seats, but they were going to cost the Republicans at least three, maybe four seats in New York, which would make up for the fact that there is Republican parts of the country, particularly Florida and Texas, that are growing more quickly. In any event, that was just thrown out by the court system in New York State, and they're freaking out because the four extra seats that they thought they would win for the Democrats, it now looks like the new form of reapportionment, which is more scientific and an attempt to be more balanced, will provide one seat, maybe even more, new seat for the Republicans. And since it could very well be a relatively close race, with the House so closely divided now, that is a significant significant gain. California, look, Republicans are going to have a tough time. They have a race for governor. Who knows if the Republican will make it even into the top two? Gavin Newsom is heavily favored. But there's a new movie about a monster in California. Or is it... Well, it has its creepy elements, and none of them will be given away, some of the surprises, in the movie Monstrous. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Fleeing from an abusive husband, Christina Ricci goes with her 7-year-old son to a remote location in the California countryside, but finds that the new home is plagued with surprises in Monstrous, now available on video on demand.
Mom, there's a monster outside my window. You and I are completely safe, like two bugs snug in a rug.
Well, they're not quite that snug, of course. And Ricci does an excellent job of playing a 1950s mom who's struggling to look conventional and normal, but can't fully disguise her onrushing insanity. Though they're trying to sell this as a monster movie, the only real terror is the main character's tenuous grip on reality. Rated PG-13, but it ought to be an R, with themes and scenes that are terribly dark. 2.5 stars for the poorly titled Monstrous.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And on the Michael Medved show, tomorrow we're going to be talking a little bit about that case out in Wyoming. And no, this is something in Wyoming with no connection at all to Liz Cheney. It has to do with one of the senators from Wyoming, Cynthia Lummis, who was honored to give a commencement speech. And everything went well until she said that humanity is divided into two genders, which apparently is controversial. And now she's actually had to apologize for saying that. Republican senator. We will get to that. There's also a question in Britain. Is it sexual harassment to show a bald bias at work? The question is at the center of a heated British controversy. A UK court decreed that calling a co-worker bald created an intimidating work environment. New frontiers in of sensitivity. And there's also the... we had talked about that yesterday, about that remarkable piece about the one thing that parents need to do, the most important decision you can make for your kids, and it's where you live. The same writer, Seth Davidovitz, Stevens Davidovitz, is going to be joining us with another statistical analysis of what really counts most to make people happy. It's not money, and it's not just marriage. It's fascinating, however. We will get to that and to much more on hopefully a happy day as we talk about the primary results and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.